This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam, welcome everyone to our weekly shiur on Tefillah, Gateway to Tefillah. This series is sponsored by a good friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Leah Nishnas's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Sashama Shavan Aliyah, the Yomei Tzio Shir for his home Mishpacha. We continue in Hoidu. This is, we've done many shiurim on Hoidu, and we're barely scratching the surface. We mentioned that the Tefillah of Hoidu was commissioned by David HaMelech to Asaf, the chief singer, to be sang at the bringing of the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. And we went through last week the first part of Hoidu, and that is the tefillah, the song that was sang about the Tamid Shel Shachar, which is basically gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael and for his Hashkacha Pratis on Klal Yisrael. In other words, we were thanking Hashem for past benefits, for saving the Avos from Melochim, from not letting Avimelech, Paroi, Lavan hurt us, and for giving us Eretz Yisrael, which was a krisas bris to Avraham and a shvua to Yitzchak. Now we're going to learn about the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, the Shira that Asaf composed for the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. And as opposed to the Tamid Shel Shachar, which was singing to Hashem for past benefits, the Shira for the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim is singing to Hashem for future benefits. It is certainly worthwhile if you have a siddur in front of you and you were able to reference Hoidu. Oh, so here we go. Now it begins with Shiru Lashem Kal Haaretz. Shiru Lashem Kal Haaretz. By the way, Rav Yaakov Emdin writes that Shiru Lashem Kal Haaretz, really you should say Mincha time as well, because it was enacted for the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. Okay. So we say as follows. The second part, says Rav Shab, of the Shira of David is Oisek in the distant future. We say, sing to the Lord, all of the earth. Meaning, not that the dirt should sing to Hashem, but rather the residents of the earth. Like it says, all of the land came to Egypt to get provisions. It doesn't mean the land, the people of the land. Sing to the earth, all the residents. Sing to Hashem, all the residents of the earth. Basru. Basru, like someone who's mevaser a besura toiva. We're saying, give the following proclamation. By the way, what is the root of the word basru? I want to show you something amazing. Rav Avigdor Miller writes in his Sefer on Tefillah, the root of the word basru is basar, meat. So let's see what this means. Rav Miller says, give tidings from day to day of his salvation. There is no day when a new kindness is not performed. Even every day Hashem is doing new kindness to us. Even the customary kindnesses are new today. And they must be proclaimed as new tidings and new events. In other words, if you had breakfast this morning, don't say, Baruch Adu Hashem, Elokim, Malach Haolam, Azonus Haolam. No! Just because you ate breakfast yesterday and the day before, every day is an exciting new benefit. And it needs to be proclaimed as a new event. I had a good breakfast this morning. You want to know what I had? I had a peanut butter sandwich. That's my breakfast. It was very good. It gives me energy. He renews in his... You know, I remember on Mondays when I used to come to Agra de Perka, at like 11:45, 11:40, I started, you know, I didn't have any kayach. So I knew I had to eat some more peanut butter in the morning. That's it, you know. You need fuel. So just because I had peanut butter 3 days ago, but it's exciting to have it today. Peanut butter is always exciting, especially Skippy. Obviously, I use natural without any hydrogenated oils, but that's too much information. Okay, anyway. Basumiyam, even the regular daily kindnesses need to be proclaimed as interesting and exciting. and we have to consider it daily, and we need to proclaim it to others daily. He should not cease to see a new sign of the Creator's wisdom and kindliness every day. Chavis Havavai says, don't stop seeing new signs of Hashem's wisdom and kindness daily. Like David HaMelech says, Yoim li yoim yabia oimer. Every day you need to see a new aspect of the kindness of Hashem. Be not persuaded to cease wondering at them and examining them. Don't say, well, you know, I already saw the grass a billion times. I already saw the trees. Don't stop wondering at them and examining them, because otherwise you grow accustomed to them. Says Rav Miller, Basru miyoyim. Basru miyoyim means a lashon of basar. You should celebrate Hashem's daily help as if you're eating a piece of steak. In other words, like this. When you're saying Hoidu in the morning and you want a barometer, am I doing it well enough? If you're saying it with as much enjoyment as you enjoy a piece of steak, then you're enjoying it, then you're doing it well. If your recitation of Hoidu is a little bit more bland than your excitement eating a piece of steak, then we have work to do. Basru is a lashon of basar. Okay, anyway. Says Reb Schwab, what is the Besura Toiva that we need to relate? Miyoy mal yom yishuasai. He explains from Shamshin Fal Hirsch that not just the out of the ordinary and the supernatural salvations from Hashem do we need to thank Hashem for, but even the regular gifts and reality and natural processes we need to proclaim and enunciate, articulate gratitude for. So that's exactly what Rav Miller is saying. Sapru vagoyim es kvaydai. Relate among the Gentiles his kvayd. What does that mean? Any matter which is out of the ordinary, which is not typical, which is miraculous, and is marbe kvayd Hashem, you need to relate among the goyim. But among all the nations, you should relate his wonders. What's the difference between goyim and amim? Reb Shamshin Fal Hirsch writes in Parshas Vayechi, the difference between a goy and an am is a goy is similar to the word gav, or a guf, body, is a entity or a conglomerate of people under one sovereignty, a political group of a political unit. Am is a lashon of im with a chiruk, a group, a society. So goy is, I would say, a nationality, and am is a society. I believe that's what he's saying. So in other words, goy are a group of people connected politically as a nationality, and am is a society through friendship. And David HaMelech is saying, la'asid lavai, we will relate to all the powers and all the societies God's honor and wonders. You know, now, you know what we're going to say to them? Gadol Hashem, God is great, umahula ma'oid, and He's very praised. We're going to say, you guys in India, in China, in Africa, you blew it. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam is great. Only He is elevated. V'noirahu al kol elokim. He is more fearsome than any other God. All of the ideologies that you made a mistake in, all the isms, all the religions, all the movements, they're all nonsense, they're all empty. We're going to proclaim, Gadol Hashem, only God is great. Only He is elevated. He is much more fearsome than any other power. We're going to say, now I'm going to say a chiddush now, I don't have full confirmation, but I'm pretty sure that this is in fact the case. Remember I asked, why does a chazan say, Ki kala alayhei ho'amim elilim? That's not the end of anything. That's smack in middle of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim song. If anything, if I would be making the siddur, I would say like this. The Chazan says, Hoydu Hashem Kiruv Shemayim Amalilaysaf. Then he ends, Al Tigu B'Meshicha Yivin V'Ayal Tareyu. And that's the end of the first one. Then he'll say out loud the beginning of the second segment, Shiul Hashem Shir Chadash. And then he would end off, Roimimu. But why in the world, in Mitin Drinin, he says out loud, Ki kala ke'amim alilim, v'ashem shamayim asa. I looked in all the authentic Siddurim, none of them say that the Chazan says it out loud. I'm pretty sure I realize what happened over here. The Siddurim say you need to stop in middle of Ki kala ke'amim alilim, pause, and then say, v'ashem shamayim asa. So, you know, the people see a notation and they're davening for the Amud, so they figure it means, oh, I got to say that out loud. But I don't think there's absolutely any reason to say out loud. Now, I'm not telling you shouldn't, otherwise people will think, you know, you're mamish, you're a goy and an am and, you know, all that bad stuff. But probably there's no halachic or hashkafic reason to say that out loud, unless it's to remind people that they need to pause there. But again, I did not find in any of the Siddurim, whether it's Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Siddur or the Siddur Hagra, they do not notate that the Chazan should say that out loud. Now, interesting question that... Okay, once again, let's just finish this paragraph. And we're going to say, Ki kol Eloheu amim alilim... Vadoinoi Shamay Masa. Kikol Eloikeo Amim. Heim be'emes rak alilim. They're nothing. Al. With a patach. They have no chashivas. And what does it mean, Kikol Eloikeo Amim alilim? They're nothing. Vashem Shamay Masa. Meaning, even those who claim that their deity has control over the heavens, even that's empty because God made the heavens. So, nothing of theirs is in the heavens either. In other words, all of their ideology is completely empty, everywhere, always. Interestingly, Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks, "V'im Toimar, harehim oivdim l'tzvah shemayim, shem gedoylim v'noiram al tachtoinim, v'yeshlam bevadim sha'aleim, v'gam shem zor cholak oisom lahem, v'ich yikra alilim ka'ayin v'efes." We know the Rambam says that we don't like to talk about this too much because people don't know how to understand it, but the sun and the moon and the stars, they all have power. God empowered them to have a certain degree of control over this lower world. So as of Yaakov Emden, certainly God is the above and beyond them. But how could you say about them that they're Elilim, they're nothing, they're not nothing, they're something? So therefore, says Rav Yaakov Emden, the answer is, Vashem Shamayim Asa. Since God made them, and they're all avodim and misharsim, running to do the shlichus that God commands them, and they have no intrinsic power, only based on the shefa that they're mekabel for their designated purposes. And if God were to hide His face from them, they would cease to exist. So everybody will realize ki kol eloi heho amim elilim, they're nothing. That God is above and beyond them completely. Now we said that la'asid lavai, we're going to proclaim, ki gadol Hashem u'muhula ma'oid v'noira hu al kol Elohim. We're going to say God is gadol and God is noira. So in the Siddur Be'er Chaim, it's interesting, the Siddur Be'er Chaim has a haskama from none other than the Malbim. The Malbim writes, I had no time to read it, but he's a good guy, so it's probably a good Siddur as well. Anyway, he says like this, we say, Ki Godol Hashem v'noirahu. We know the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, why are they called Anshei Knesset HaGdoila? Because they brought the crown back to its prestige. Hechziru ha'atara liyoshna. That they reverted back to saying, Hakel ha'gadol ha'gibar v'hanoira. Because the Anshei Knesset, the Nevi'im said, you can't say Godol, you can't say Noira. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila said, no, God's gedula is that He squelches His anger. His noira is He sees a sheep among 70 wolves and we still exist. So right now in this world, the nations of the world don't recognize God as gadol because they see that they're provoking Him and He's not responding. They don't see God as noira. They consider themselves 70 wolves and we're the sheep. But la'asid lovely, they're going to understand. Ki gadol Hashem, v'noirahu. Really beautiful pshat. V'nei agadol v'noir yavinu af ha'amim ha'kadmoinim. abnat. And therefore we say, Sapru v'agamas kodeh b'chala amim. What are you going to say? Ki gadol Hashem v'noirohu. That even the 70 umais, they're going to recognize Hashem's gedula and his noira. That's really a remarkable pshat. Now Rav Miller has a very interesting question. And I tell you the truth, I've been bothered by this many times. And I don't know if I was able to put my finger on a good answer. You know, the Nevi'im are full of the concept that the Jewish people are supposed to be a light unto the nations. And we're supposed to relate to the nations. Sapru v'agoyim es kavoidai. B'chol ha'amim nifla'oisav. We say, ha'idiyu v'amim aliloisav. And most Orthodox rabbis are not giving classes to the Gentiles. Unless, of course, you're on Torah any time and you don't know who you're speaking to. No, but really, I don't think Reb Chaim Kanievsky gives a class to the Druze on Tuesday afternoons in Letterman's. He doesn't, I don't think. Or, you know, Wednesday morning, he doesn't give a shir to the Arab workers in Bnei Brak, as far as I know. I don't think Rav Moshe gave a shir in to Goyim. And I don't think any Orthodox rabbis are really that involved in teaching the knowledge of the Lord to the nations of the world. And Rav Miller says like this. He says, even though in reality we are obligated to teach the nations the glory of God. Again, we're not Torah. Magid Vav Liakov. The reason why such exhortations relate his glory among the nations, among all the peoples, his wonders are not found after the time of the scriptures in the words of the sages. You don't find the Mishnayos telling us to do this or the Gemara, is because the nations of the world deteriorated. And as it says in Mishlei, rebuke not a scoffer. And just like it's a mitzvah to say something which is listened to, it's also a mitzvah not to say that which is not listened to. But even in so basic, the basic answer is we're obligated to, but we're exempt. Why? Because they ain't going to listen to us. I don't think today if you gave a shiur in the United Nations about, you know, human rights, they'd be very interested in the Jewish perspective. They just get a, you know, that's my gut instinct. So if they're not going to listen, we're exempt. However, Miller says, even in the days of the Tanoim and afterwards, when the sages of Israel encountered upright non-Jews, they would go out of their way to speak to them in these matters, and many became proselytes, even among those of the greatest eminence. Like the family of the queen Helene and Munbas, who were influenced by the sages, and Ketia Bar Shalom, and the Roman nobleman Clemens and his wife, and Aquila and Unclus, and the emperor Nero, and the emperor Antoninus, who was the sabra of Yudha Nasi, and the king of Kusarim, who was instructed by the sage Isaac Senegari, and many more instances where Jews were sapru vagoyim es kavoidai. But if you have a genuine audience, if your mailman wants to learn, if you have someone who is receptive to the values and ideologies of and morals of the Torah, then it is our inherent obligation, just in because of the deterioration of the nations of the world, we're not able to fulfill this obligation. Now, says Reb Schwab, we find in the history of the nations of the world that many societies tried to advance their knowledge of science, of the arts, and other aspects of creation and society. Many people have tried to advance the cause of literature in the pursuit of finding glory and majesty. And we say to these nations, Hoid v'hadar lefanav, glory and majesty rest before God. And if you come to partake of the inheritance of God, then you will inherit true kavod. Are you looking for oiz and chedva? Oiz v'chedva are found b'mekaymai, in God's place. Therefore, havu l'Hashem mishpachos amim. Gather together, O families of the nations of the world. We say if you're looking for honor, if you're looking for glory, if you're looking for a true majesty, we say to them, those who are pursuing Kavod V'Oiz, grant Kavod V'Oiz to Hashem. Only to God belongs true honor and strength. Havu Hashem Kavod Shemai. Ascribe to God the honor that belongs to His name. Se'u Mincha, raise up a gift and come before Him. Bow to God in His holy abode. This is going on in the future, where the nations of the world will come and prostrate themselves to God, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'naharu Elav Kol HaGoyim, V'holchu Amim Rabim, V'amru L'chu V'nale El Har Hashem. And David HaMelech is saying that those Goyim that remain La'asid Lavai and are Zoyche to recognize the Metzios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will come and bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Makam HaMikdash. As Chazal say, don't read it Behadras Kodesh, Becharadas Kodesh. The majesty of the Mikdash is that it instills fear in those who visit. Chilu milfanav kala aretz, tremble before God, all of the land. Af tikoin tevel baltimait. What does the word tevel mean? Anybody know tevel? Le David mizmahar ladoy shem haaretz umalaya tevel v'yoyshreva. What's the difference between aretz and tevel? Tevel is the state of the world when it's in the state that benefits society. Tevel v'yoyshreva. The word chilu, besides being a member of the Mezamrim choir, what does the word chilu mean? Chilu means to tremble like a woman in labor. La'asid lavai. When it comes time for the world to be reborn, the world will be soivel chevle leda. But through that trembling of a new world order, af tikoin teva baltimait, a new world will emerge that will not falter. There will be a world without war, without sin, without crying, without fear. The Meshorer continues, Yismichu Hashamayim V'sogel Haaretz. Now we know Yismichu Hashamayim V'sogel Haaretz is Rosh Teva, is God's name. Which, by the way, the permutation of the Chodesh Nisan comes from the words Yismichu Hashamayim V'sogel Haaretz. Now, the Rosh Teva is Yismichu Hashamayim V'sogel Haaretz is Ois Yois the Shem HaMiyuchad. Because God swore that His name is not complete and His throne is not complete until Amalek is wiped out. So when we get to an era of Tikoin Tevel Bal Timait, that the world is established without falter, then Hashem's name will be complete. Then Yoimru Bagoyim Hashem Malach, the Goyim will say that all the prophecies of the Nevi'im have come true and Hashem has reigned. So it comes out very beautiful. Chilu Mofan of Kal Aretz. There's going to be a new world order. The world will be reborn, so to speak. The world will be established, never to falter. It will be an age where God's name is complete through the eradication of Amalek, and V'yoymru V'agoyim Hashem Malach, God will reign. Now the Meshorer continues, Yiram Hayom Malayai. The sea and its fullness will roar. The fields will exult. The dry land that dried out and was developed through overworking the fields and everything that's in it, even the trees of the forest, will sing. They'll all sing Lifnei Hashem Kival Lishpat Es Haaretz. What does Mishpat refer to, says Reb Schwab? Mishpat refers to God will bring back law and order. God will refund the police. God will refund all the disciplinary institutions that will bring back law and order. When God will reign, all of the deficiencies that mankind inflicted on the world, for example, pollution, depletion of the oizoin liar. You know what the oizoin liar is? How did you know? The ozone layer will be restored, which will protect us from any harmful effects from the sun. And all the waters and the oil spills will be cleaned. And all the plastic things that fell off of your soda cans that have surrounded the beaks of the penguins, you know, all those situations that, I don't know, it's true, it's not true, but God will clean up all the pollution and all the other downgrades that mankind brought to society will all cease, and the world will be tikkun tevel bal timait. And therefore we say, nations of the world, you know what you need to say? Hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv ki li'olam chasdai. In other words, we, Klal Yisrael, we already know Hashem's kindness. But la'asad lavai, we will say to the nations, Hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv. You will see Hashem's kindness. And this will be in the Achris Hayamim. But we ain't there yet. We're not in the Achris Hayamim. For sure not. Not if we're still living in Kew Garden Hills and in Cedarhurst and wherever else you're living. No, not until the great day comes when the Melech HaMashiach reveals himself. We have not yet reached that Madrega. And therefore, in the meantime, Klal Yisrael say, V'imru say, Hoshienu Elokei Yishenu, save us, God of our salvation. V'kabetzenu, gather us. V'atzilenu min hagoyim, save us from the Gentiles. L'hoidos Hashem Kodshecha. To thank you that we existed. L'hishtabeach. Our praise is B'sila Secha, that we give you praise. Now Reb Schwab has a wondrous diuk. And that is, we know that the sister perek in Tanakh of this perek in Divrei Hayamim, remember, in Hoidu we say the chapter in Divrei Hayamim, but there's an almost identical perek in Hoidu, perek Kofav. We say, Hoshienu Hashem Aleikenu V'kabetzenu Min Hagoyim. In Tehillim they say, Hoshienu Hashem Aleikenu V'kabetzenu Min Hagoyim. And in Divrei Hayamim we say, Hoshienu Hashem V'kabetzenu. V'hatzilenu min hagoyim. So why in Divrei Hayamim is it Hatzilenu min hagoyim and just the Kabetzenu in general? And in Tehillim there's no Hatzilenu, but there's Kabetzenu min hagoyim. And the answer is as follows. The Pasuk in Tehillim was not composed for the Tamid Shobein Harbayim. It was composed for Klal Yisrael and the Golas. And in the Golas, we need V'kabetzenu min hagoyim. We need to be gathered from the nations. But when David HaMelech was masakein that to say the Shira in the Aroin, Klal Yisrael did not need Kabetzenu min hagoyim. You can't say V'kabetzenu min hagoyim. They weren't among goyim. They just need V'kabetzenu from ourselves. Because he had Malchus Yehuda in the south, and he had Malchus Yisrael in the north. And he had the story of Binyamin and Pilagesh Begiva. So therefore, we didn't need V'kabetzenu min hagoyim. We just need V'kabetzenu. In the times of David, there was already Pirud, Ben Yehuda, Binyamin. And therefore, he says V'kabetzenu Klal Yisrael from any Pirud. And V'hatzilenu min hagoyim. Because once we're separated, so then we're endangered, yet the nations of the world could fight us off. And if we're not together, we need V'kabetzenu from ourselves, and through that, V'hatzilenu min hagoyim. And now we have completed the Shira of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. And you know what? How we end off the Shira? Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. We send off the Shira, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel, from this world. That means for the past of what happened. Oila means what's hidden. Viada Oilam in the future. This is the end of the Shira that David HaMelech instituted. If I may, I want to end off with a few more ideas from Rav Miller. Rav Miller says, Sapru v'agamis k'vayde b'chol ha'amim nifla oisav. What is the meaning of nifla oisav? Nifla oisav are deeds which can be attributed to none other than the one who is all-powerful. Now, what are these nifla'is that we're supposed to say among the goyim? So in Divrei Hayamim, Aleph, Parak Tezayin, they don't appear. But the identical words in Tehillim are found in Parak Kuf Hei. And the phrase, Sapru Vagoyim, as Kvadu Chalam Nifla'isav, is a preface to recounting the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which are then recounted in Tehillim after this segment. Now, here's a very important thing. Noira hu al kol Elohim. God is more fearsome than any other God. He is to be feared more than the idol worshippers fear their false gods. Which means, even according to their claims, their gods are limited. The gods of the nations admittedly have opponents. So the sun god has the moon god as an opponent, and vice versa. None of the nations can claim for their deities open spectacles of great wonders which were witnessed by multitudes. In other words, even according to, by their account, that their gods are real, but our God is greater because our God has been able to perform miracles in front of great multitudes. And now we come to one of the most important offerings that I've seen in a long time. Noira hu al kol Elohim. He is to be feared more than any other God. This establishes a principle. Israel must fear Hashem more than any nation fears its God. We need to serve our Hashem, the Hashem, the only Hashem, more than the nations of the world fear their God. So for example, the Gemara in Brachos says, Anun beis amun beis. That Bechlal, when Gentiles come together at a feast, it is always dedicated for idolatry. It's a Klal and Shas. That means every time we come together for a meal, it has to be dedicated to Hashem. Noira hu al kol Elohim. We need to fear God more than the nations of the world fear their God. So if when nations of the world get together for any feast, it's for their deity, then whenever we get together and eat dinner with our family, it should be dedicated to Hashem. The Gemara in Gittin says, Mem Hei Amad Beis, Bechlal, the Kavana of a Gentile, when he writes something, it's for idolatry. Whenever we write something, it should be dedicated to God. When a Gentile slaughters an animal, it's for idolatry. When meeting an idolater on a festival day, don't give him a heartfelt greeting. Why? Because he might go back to his Avodah Zarah and thank the Avodah Zarah that a Jew honored him. So that means if idolaters thank their God for even small benefits, then certainly a Jew should dedicate all of his deeds to Hashem and thank Hashem for any honor or pleasure or even something as trivial and mundane as a friendly greeting. Someone greets you nicely, makes you feel good. Don't lose the opportunity to say to Hashem, thank you, Hashem, for that boost, for that kavod, for that great greeting. Similarly, did any nation change its God? Oh, they are not God. But my people exchanged its glory for that which is worthless. For if the Gentiles remain loyal to their gods, then surely all Israel should be even more persistent in their loyalty to Hashem. He is to be feared more than any other God. This is said here specifically in the function of praise. Whatever praise and glory are accorded by the nations to their God, we have to outdo them. This is a principle. Noirohu al kol Elohim. Marv Raboisai, I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos Mevarchim, Shabbos Chazak, Shabbos Vayakel Pekudei, Shabbos HaChoydesh, Vishbizoicha, Benisan nigalu uvenisan asiden ligal. A good Shabbos Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.